USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The jury is about to start deliberating in the Paul Manafort bank and tax fraud case after listening to closing arguments from prosecutors and the defense yesterday. Then the judge gave 90 minutes of final instructions to the jury, Manafort facing multiple charges of fraud and money laundering. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump revoked his security clearance to try to silence him, as he's been one of the president's biggest critics.
Mr. Trump believes that this is going to lead me to just to go away and be quiet. He is very badly mistaken.
He spoke on MSNBC. Also in an op-ed piece in the New York Times today, Brennan says Trump's claims of no collusion with Russia are hogwash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down in the latest report from the Labor Department. It says 212,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. Biggest increases, Pennsylvania, California, and Oregon. New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is taking heat from both Democrats and Republicans after he says at a bill signing event this week,
"We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great."
Cuomo making the comment while criticizing the president's policies on women's reproductive rights and immigrants. Democrat Cynthia Nixon, who's challenging him in a primary next month, said Cuomo's words show that he's out of touch. In Memphis overnight, the annual candlelight vigil was held at Elvis Presley's grave, marking the 41st anniversary of his death. Interestingly, about half of the fans who visit the Presley birthplace each year are from the United Kingdom. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal judge in Montana is ordering the State Department to conduct a full environmental review of a revised route for the Keystone XL oil pipeline, and it could delay by years the project that's to cross three states. Judge Brian Morris ruling yesterday a full environmental review is necessary because the pipeline route through Nebraska has been revised from its original planned path. Environmental groups, Native American tribes, and ranchers have been fighting that pipeline for over a decade. The first phase of the nearly 1,200-mile pipeline would carry crude from Alberta, Canada's oil sands to southern Nebraska and Illinois, then link up with existing pipelines to refineries, tank farms, and a distribution center. A 61-year-old man recovering after being attacked by a shark while swimming off Cape Cod. The last shark attack at the popular summer tourist destination in Massachusetts was back in 2012. This victim had puncture wounds to his leg and torso. He was taken to a hospital by helicopter, but he is expected to recover. And those baby Trump balloons that flew over London while President Trump was in England are now stateside, just a few miles from the president's summer residence in New Jersey, in fact. They're going to be used as part of a protest called the Baby Trump Tour. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.